We've got one of our regulars that you hear from every month is our private investigator, Pete, from Absolute Facts. Hello, Peter.
G'day, Alan. How are you going?
I'm really well. And what about yourself, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. Just turned all the computers off and looking forward to about a three-day break, which is nice.
Well, my next question was going to be, are you getting any holidays or are you only just off for the 3 days or what happens?
Yeah, no, it's for me, it's a good time of year to just be available and keep working because sometimes people go away and they're uncontactable and it might be an opportunity to pick up a job or two or a contract or two along the way. So funnily enough, that happened about 18 years ago and I've still got a business relationship coming out of being available in mid-December.
Sounds good. And I guess some of the stores, unfortunately, get all sorts of problems, don't they, in that over the Christmas period?
Yeah, they can do, and I'm not sure if you've seen the newspaper today, but a pretty big security firm went under, so that's going to have a bit of a bearing on a few of the retailers with their guards and things like that. So, yeah.
You never know. You may very well get some work out of it then, Peter.
Oh, I never know. I'm probably not guarding a store, though. Probably not my cup of tea.
Not your cup of tea. Peter, well, first of all, I want to thank you for all that, for being part of our show for 3 or 4 years now. I really appreciate the time you give to us. So, first of all, I'd like to say thank you to you and also to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas, a safe and Happy New Year. But also, what happens on Christmas Day at Private Investigator Pete's house?
Well, it's actually these Christmases, and it's possibly a bonus that's come out of the pandemic, is Christmases are probably a bit smaller than what they used to be, and I'm quite happy with that. So, Alan, it's just the immediate family. So just the two kids and the two grandkids and partners, and that's the perfect way to celebrate Christmas, in my opinion.
Sounds good. Peter, do you celebrate at lunchtime or at night time?
No, it tends to be a bit of a late lunch, a slow and late lunch, and eat too much and probably hopefully not drink too much. But
Well, not if you're driving anyway.
No, that's right. I'm the nominated driver on Christmas Day, but Boxing Day is another story.
Do you go to the cricket or you just sit and watch the cricket?
No, I have a very close mate that we have a tradition that I go round to his place for Boxing Day and we solve all the problems of the world.
That'll be in a number of places between now and Christmas time, between now and the end, at the end of the Christmas New Year period, won't it be? There'll be many a problem solved. Not sure it ever does happen, but what's it matter as long as you have a great time?
No, that's right, exactly right. So that's a bit of a tradition. And, Alan, just want to thank you for the opportunity and I hope I've brought some light entertainment perhaps and some information to your station.
Peter, you've brought quite a lot of information. You are really terrific at digging out some facts for us. And I want you to know that we really do appreciate the time you put into it. Because you come up with some amazing facts. I don't like it when you ask me a question, but anyway, never get them right.
Yep, I'll have to keep working on those. And just one sort of thing about Christmas, of course, Alan, from a private investigators and security point of view, it is traditionally can be a very poor time of year for family situations and things like that. So I just hope all your listeners take that into account and try and, maybe bite their tongue a little bit on occasions and keep things nice and calm over the Christmas festivities.
Now, I've got a relative in the police and they say that the biggest call out on Christmas Day is domestic violence, and that's just absolutely disgraceful, isn't it?
Yeah, no, and that is very much a fact as well. So, again, as I say, I hope your listeners can sometimes got to bite your tongue and maybe, although as I just alluded to, perhaps Christmases are a little smaller than they used to be, so maybe the opportunity to come across a relative that you may or may not get on too well with has decreased a little bit over the recent years.
No worries. Look, Peter, thank you for your time again. As I said, I really do appreciate it. I look forward to working with you again right through next year. And I wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a safe and Happy New Year. And I hope 2026 is really a great year for you and your family.
Yeah, thank you so much, Alan. And same to you, of course, and also to all your listeners out there.
Thanks, Peter. And I'll catch up with you the first Wednesday in February.
Yep, thank you indeed, Alan. All the best.
Thanks, Peter. See you, mate. Bye.